On Saturday evening, the Hastings Raiders had the Section 3 5A semifinals against the Bloomington Kennedy Eagles, and Hastings comes out winning by a score of 42-20. That runs the Raiders' record to 7-2, which is a great record for this season, and Bloomington Kennedy finishes at 5-5, which is very respectable for them considering some of the problems they've had scoring in the last couple years. Going 5-5, and the Raiders have had just a great season so far, and they'll continue the season this next Friday at 7 o'clock at St. Thomas Academy. Okay, it was all Raiders to start the game. They got the first four scores. At the 9:15, Stephen Reifenberger catches a 9-yard pass from Axel Arnold, and Freiermuth ran it in, and that made it 8-0. That was 6 plays, 65 yards. Then at 4 seconds to go in the first quarter, Stephen Reifenberger again, a 17-yard pass from Axel Arnold. Fillion made the kick, and that made it 15-0, 10 plays, 79 yards. At 8:27 of the second period, Brandon Freiermuth runs it in from the 10. Fillion makes the kick, and that makes the score at that time 22-0. 4 plays, 50 yards. Then we got a fumble recovery by Bleed, and Axel Arnold takes just 2 plays and runs it in at 6:16 of the second quarter. A 3-yard run, Fillion makes the kick, and that makes it 29-0. Not to be denied, here comes Bloomington Kennedy, Marquise Monroe, a 2-yard run. Walker makes the run and makes it 8 points, so it's 29-8. At 50 seconds to go in the second period, 12 plays, 88 yards. It was quite a nice drive by Bloomington Kennedy. Hastings got the ball back 50 seconds left, and they drove down and they tried a 35-yard field goal, but it was blocked. It didn't go, but we had some nice action at that particular time. In the third quarter, Bloomington Kennedy got a great run by their number 23, Monroe, on the kickoff down to the 6-yard line. 3 plays to go 6 yards, and at 10:29, Rajon Walker caught a 9-yard pass from Zesh. The run failed, and that makes the score at that time 29-14. Hastings comes back and gets it back at 9:38. Axel Arnold makes a 21-yard run. The run failed, so we get 6 points at 9:38, 3 plays, 52 yards, and that makes the score at that time 35-14. And then John Bezdacek at 3:03 of the third period completes a 9-play, 50-yard drive, catches a nice 25-yard pass from Arnold. Fillion makes the kick, and that makes it 42-14. And Bloomington Kennedy finally scores at the end of the fourth quarter at 6:26. Elijah Smith catches a nice 62-yard pass from Zesh. The run failed, and that makes the score 42-20. That was 1 play, 62 yards at 6:26 in the fourth quarter. So Hastings ends up winning 42-20. We carried the ball 41 times for 317 yards and 4 touchdowns. Brandon Freiermuth had 2 touchdowns and 147 yards. Axel Arnold had 2 touchdowns and 62 yards. Peyton Burrow had 15 carries for 86 yards. Axel Arnold was 11 for 14 for 149 yards and 3 touchdowns. So he had his hand in 2 running scores and 3 passing scores, 5 touchdowns on Axel's plate in this game. Stephen Reifenberger caught 4 passes for 60 yards and 2 touchdowns. John Bezdacek caught 3 passes for about 40 yards and 1 touchdown. Rico Cooper caught 3. And John Carlton made 2 nice first down catches for 31 yards in the game today. Bloomington Kennedy had 21 plays for 222 yards. Hastings had 55 plays for 456 yards. There were a bunch of penalties in the game. Hastings had 5 penalties for 50 yards, and Bloomington Kennedy had 6 penalties for about 45 yards. So Hastings wins 42-20. They'll be in action again next Friday night. Nick, Manny, and I and Jerry Rupp will be on the air about 6 o'clock from St. Thomas Academy. If you can't make it, please try to go up there and support the Raiders on a marvelous November night as we go into the Section 3 5A championship next Friday night on the 5th of November. So, once again, on Radio Free Hastings, KDWA, AM 1460 and 97.7 on your FM dial, we win again 42-20, go to 7-2 in the season. And for Nick, Manny, and Doc, I'm Dick Craig.
As Dick Craig mentioned, the Raiders will now square off with St. Thomas. They won over Apple Valley at home in their semifinal game. So Hastings-St. Thomas, Friday at 7 on KDWA.